It's All Things Considered on Illinois Public Media, WILL. I'm Jim Meadows. Champaign-Franklin Middle School students interviewed a number of African-American women in 2006 on discrimination and other issues. 95-year-old Irma Bridgewater reflected about a time when there was no indoor plumbing.
Say yourself! Say it loud! I'm glad I'm proud!
We were the only black family in that block at that time. We were living in homes, our home, and we were, when my parents first married, and I was born soon after, we were living with my grandparents, and they had outside toilets. They lived in a house, all right. The toilet was way down at the end of the lot. Then when we moved to the place where we were living, we had outside toilets then, too.
Was that a rich neighborhood?
Or? You would think it would be, since it was in the south part of town and not too far from the university, that it would be a better place, but the streets were not paved and no lights, street lights. Gee, it was too, outside toilet for several years.
Well, did you like going to the outside toilet?
No, ma'am. My dad used to put on his hat and get his cigar when he went out. That was it. That was a sort of a ritual he went through to go on out there. But it wasn't just blacks, no. It was just, didn't have inside plumbing at that time.
So what was it about that you didn't like?
Well, it was detached from the house in the first place. You know, you had to go out into the backyard. And then it just smelled more than an ordinary bathroom would, of course. And every once in a while, every few years, they'd have to move it to another spot.
So, did you have water inside of the toilet?
No, you didn't flush the toilet. No. This is quite different to you, I'm sure. But it was a little house. You've seen pictures of those. And it was a two-seater, two holes. And what you did went down in the ground. There was no flushing anything.
Did it get cold?
Yes, ma'am. No matter what time of year it was, you had to go out there. Now, there were times when you had to go at night. You'd go in what they called slop jar, and then you took it out the next morning, empty it.
The Youth Media Workshop Series, I Remember, I Believe, is a service of Illinois Public Media. Stories were produced by University of Illinois graduate journalism student Carrie Carpenter using interviews of Champaign-Franklin Middle School students.
Say it loud!